The Haines School Board hires an interim superintendent, and the Haines Planning Commission talks about a citizen request for a lower speed limit on Mud Bay Road. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. At a special meeting today, the Haines School Board approved an interim superintendent contract with a retired educator living in Juneau. Rich Carlson served as superintendent in Klawock for a dozen years and worked in education for about 40 years before retiring in 2014. Shortly after retiring, Carlson went back to work. He served as interim superintendent in Cordova for about a year after that district's superintendent resigned shortly before the start of school. Haines former superintendent Ginger Jewell resigned unexpectedly in June after fulfilling 1 year of a three-year contract. Jewell said the main reason for her early departure was to be closer to family. Carlson will take over as superintendent while the school board searches for a permanent hire. His start date with the Haines District is August 3rd. His contract is for 6 months, but school board president Anne-Marie Palmieri says it could be extended to a year if the board's search for a permanent hire is still in progress. The school district will pay Carlson $425 per day, which is equivalent to a $110,000 yearly salary. Jewell's annual salary was $103,000. The school board took another step in what Palmieri called making a clean break with former Superintendent Jewell. Last school year, the board agreed to a contract with a company owned by Jewell's husband, David Thompson. The Atlanta-based Global School Services uses bulk purchasing power to help school districts save money on equipment orders. The school board voted to terminate that contract. The district has not used GSS for any purchases. The next school board meeting, with the interim superintendent present, is scheduled for August 18th. Haines Borough Planning Commissioners Thursday discussed a citizen request to lower the speed limit on a section of Mud Bay Road. Several residents said speeding cars are a safety hazard on a road that's shared with bikers, walkers, and animals. The Planning Commission doesn't have the power to change the speed limit on the state-owned road, but commissioners still talked about what action they might be able to take. The speed limit request is from resident Anne-Marie Fossman. She asks for the current 30 miles per hour limit to be reduced to 20 miles per hour. Fossman's request pertains to the stretch of Mud Bay Road between the north and south intersections with Small Tracks Road. Before hearing any citizen comments, Planning Commission Chair Rob Goldberg pointed out that the Planning Commission has no authority over speed limits on state-owned roads like Mud Bay.
I also told her that DOT has never listened to anything we've ever suggested that they do. So this is on the agenda as a discussion item.
And there was a discussion. Mud Bay Road resident Catherine Friedel.
People look at 30 miles per hour and they go 40. And that's coming and going. And if they lower it to 20, maybe people will start slowing down.
Here's resident Julie Ray.
But at the top of Cemetery Hill, and you've probably noticed this, there's a couple of signs. And one is a warning that it's a multi-use area. There's something about bicycle, slow bicycle usage. And then you go a little bit further, slow children at play. And then you go a little bit further, there's a bus stop. Why are all these signs asking people to go slow? Why aren't they just going the speed limit?
Most of the public comment on the speed limit request was supportive, but resident Cindy Jackson said it's an enforcement issue.
I think 30 is just fine. It seems like more enforcement would be the issue. And even in front of the school, unless the lights are flashing, it's 35.
Some of the planning commissioners agreed with Jackson, saying residents should be talking to police about the speeding problem. Commissioner Brenda Josephson.
The issue by the testimony of the people that spoke here is people are going in excess of the speed limit. I think that we're putting the cart before the horse with this conversation. It really should be going to the borough police enforcement.
The commissioners also debated whether road speed limits are a topic relevant to the Planning Commission. Commissioner Heather Lendy lives on Mud Bay Road.
I just think it's interesting that I'm hearing from you and other commissioners that it's not our, that we shouldn't weigh in on it at all because the state does whatever they want. It would seem to me that, at least as the as a planning body, it would be remiss not to, if we have a group of residents saying that the people are going too fast, that the speed limit is too high. They're not just saying it's not enforced. They're saying that the speed limit on that hill especially is too high.
And here's Commissioner Donnie Turner.
I think it's not in our lap, really. I mean, I think the police department is where it needs to be. You know, the chief of police and think if they think it's too fast or too slow. But that's public safety. You know, it's not really planning, as far as I'm concerned.
Ray, who spoke in favor of a decreased speed limit, told the commission they are spokespersons for the people. Resident John Brower asked whether it would take a tragedy to prompt action.
And does it take an accident or a death to learn what a life is worth? No. If we plan ahead, we prevent those things.
Commission Chair Goldberg agreed to host a discussion about the speed limit at the next meeting. He said he would invite the police chief, a local DOT employee, and Public Safety Commissioner Jim Stanford. Also at Thursday's meeting, the Planning Commission approved a height variance request from the Southeast Alaska State Fair to allow for construction of a 44-foot climbing tower. At Lendy's request, the commission agreed to ask borough staff to request a ground-level artist rendition of the small boat harbor expansion plan from PND engineers. At previous public meetings, residents concerned about the aesthetics of the harbor have asked for a ground-level rendition instead of just a bird's-eye view blueprint. The next Planning Commission meeting is August 13th. A regional business development competition that two Haines businesses won last year has announced 12 semifinalists for the third year of the competition. Haines resident Spencer Douthit is one of them, and two of the entrepreneurs are based in Petersburg. KFSK's Joe Vicknicki has more on the contest and some of the finalists.
The Path to Prosperity competition was started in 2013 by Ha Ani, that's the economic development arm of Sea Alaska, along with the Nature Conservancy. It's open to residents of Southeast, along with businesses and tribal entities that plan to operate in the state. Applicants can propose an idea for a new business or expansion of an existing business. Paul Hackenmuller is Economic Development Coordinator with Ha Ani.
It's been getting more and more competitive each year. I think as the program has gained some momentum across the region and we're a known entity, people are thinking about it year-round and really trying to incorporate the sustainability components into their business plans and their proposals. And this was definitely a very, very competitive group.
Prior year's winners have included a guitar-making business in Wrangell, a distillery and ski maker in Haines, and a gelato company in Juneau. Competition had 28 applicants this year. The 12 semifinalists are from 9 different Southeast communities, and proposals range from several farms to a coffee company, a bed and breakfast, and a biodiesel company. Those semifinalists will attend a weekend boot camp in September to meet with business mentors and start developing a business plan. Two of this year's semifinalists are from Petersburg. One of those was submitted by KFSK Development Director Mindy Anderson for her business called The Salty Pantry. She describes it as a small deli selling fresh market products.
You could walk into The Salty Pantry and see a long deli case, and there would be fresh salads made right there on the premises.
She wants to make foods that no one else in Petersburg already offers, using produce from the community garden and other local vendors. Another semifinalist is the Petersburg Indian Association. Mark Bonda is Tribal Resource Director for the local tribal government.
PI has had a sea life composting startup business for quite a while now. Basically, what we are doing is we are producing 100% Southeast Alaska organic compost right here in Petersburg. It's made of fish byproduct, wood waste. So we're actually making a product, a viable good product, and also with an environmental-friendly site.
All the semifinalists will have to complete a business plan by the 1st of December. Only two finalists will be chosen from that group, and those two will receive up to $40,000 in seed money for consulting and technical services to develop that business. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.